Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. And I've got my Bible open to John chapter 12, and I'm very excited this morning because I've never taught or preached this first part of John chapter 12, and I can't believe it. I was reading it a couple mornings ago, and I just realized I've never taught this. I've never preached this. This is foolish. This needs to be taught. This needs to be preached. So anyway, John chapter 12, I've got my Bible. I got my journal. I'm in my spot, my living room. My dog Oliver is on his, you know, little bed right next to me, and I'm excited to chat. So let's chat, and then let's spend some time meditating and praying and kind of going over this passage again, and then let's spend the rest of the day with Jesus, because that's what friends that are friends of Jesus get to do. So the title of the podcast this morning is Foolish. And the question is, when's the last time you were a fool for Jesus? When's the last time you were just a fool for Christ? And the founder of the Vineyard Movement, John Wimber, used to say all the time, I'm a fool for Jesus. Whose fool are you? And the reality is we're going to play the fool to someone. Whose fool are you? And unfortunately, we often play the fool to, you know, the watching world, to that person, you know, to this group, to whoever we want to impress or whatever. And maybe you can, you know, think for a moment of who or what group you may be playing the fool to, because again, we're going to play the fool to someone. And so when's the last time you played the fool for Jesus? When's the last time you were lavishly foolish for Jesus? And I think that's the question that this incredible story evokes. So let's think about it for just a minute. And so let's look at John chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. And I guess that's what you do when somebody raises you from the dead. You throw a dinner in their honor. Now, Martha, Lazarus' sister, she served, while Lazarus was among those that were reclining at the table. Then Mary, the younger sister, took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and she poured it on Jesus' feet, and she wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray Jesus, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It's worth a year's wage. Go down to verse 7. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me with you. And as I'm reading this story, which is amazing, and I know I say that all the time, but I can't believe I haven't taught or preached this story. It's so powerful. So Jesus is hanging out with some of his friends in Lazarus's, you know, nice house. And again, Lazarus has just been raised from the dead. So he throws, you know, a dinner party in Jesus's honor. And there's probably a number of people there. And Jesus and his disciples are there. And Mary and Martha are there, the sister of Lazarus. And this is, that's kind of the scene. And they're reclining at the table because that's what you did. As a Jew, when you were eating, you reclined because whether there was, you know, militaristic or political overlords like the Romans or whatever, free people recline. And so when the Jews ate, they reclined because they believed to be the free people of God that God was going to soon make good on the reality of that freedom and rescue them. So they're reclining at the table as a symbol of freedom. All right, that's completely off track. Let me get back on track. And so Judas, when he sees what Mary's doing, right, this pint of pure nard, this 1 year's wage is being poured out on the feet of Jesus and going all over the floor. And, you know, Judas says, well, why the waste? Why so foolish? Why so, you know, frivolous? And I think we have to pause here and just realize what's going on. I mean, Lazarus and Mary and Martha were wealthy. They were a wealthy family. And over for dinner, you've got Jesus, who was pretty poor, and all these fishermen who didn't make a whole lot of money. And then this rich girl takes a year's wage, and she pours it out on the feet of Jesus, and it goes all over the ground. I mean, what would you say? I mean, I might say or think something similar to what Judas said. Why the waste? This could have been put to good use. This could have been given to the poor. This could have been given to the cause. You know, why is this rich girl pouring out a year's wage on the floor? Give me a break. And then Jesus, typical Jesus, he stands up and he protects Mary and what she's doing. Leave her alone, Judas. Don't speak to her like that. She's done a good thing. And we'll come back to that good thing because I think that's really the point. But Jesus says, you know, the poor will always be with you. And people have twisted that verse this way and that. Well, doesn't Jesus care about the poor? Why would Jesus say the poor are always going to be with you? Jesus cares immensely about the poor. Story after story after story after story. Jesus is always prioritizing those that are hurting or broken or hungry. But this story is making a different point. Jesus is saying what Mary has done is good. The foolish, in quotes, thing that Mary is doing right now is so good. What she is doing, this lavish thing that she is doing is so good. And it's good that it's being done to me, to the Messiah, to Jesus. You know, when is the last time... Excuse me, when is the last time that you have done what Mary is doing to Jesus? When's the last time you've been foolish and extravagant and crazy and frivolous? When's the last time, you know, you've stood out at a dinner party because, or at work or in your family or whatever, because of what you've said? Or how you've been emotionally vulnerable about how much you love Jesus. When's the last time you did the foolish thing? When's the last time I did the foolish thing in the eyes of the world, but the really beautiful, beautiful thing in the eyes of Jesus? I mean, the question presses, right? Whose fool are you? Are we willing to talk about Jesus when it might be awkward in public? Are we willing to be, you know, vocal or bold about our love for Jesus? Are we willing to tell people how excited we are about Jesus, or do we downplay it, you know, because, you know, we don't want to look like a fool? Are we extravagantly generous to Jesus and to his cause? You know, to the point of being accused of being frivolous or, look at that Jesus freak, or being crazy or unwise or enabling people in our generosity or whatever it might be. And, you know, this might be a good point, or are you foolish with your emotions when it comes to Jesus? I mean, think about what Mary did and how emotionally vulnerable this scene was, to get down on the ground and pour the perfume and wipe his feet with her hair. You know, not only does this look wasteful to Judas and others, and maybe even us, but it's so emotional. And I think part of the point is that there is nothing wasted on Jesus, right? So let's be wasteful in our affections toward Jesus. Let's be wasteful in our adoration toward Jesus. Let's be foolish, because there's absolutely nothing wasted when it's poured out on Jesus. I mean, you know the mirror and the window thing that I always, you know, talk about, and this is just one of those beautiful stories where we get to We get to look at what Mary's doing. And then, honestly, we get to learn that being foolish and wasteful with our affections and our generosity is something we can do to other people. You know, not only are we called to love God, we're called to love others. You know, our kids, do our faces just light up when our kids walk into the room because we want to be lavish and foolish and emotional and frivolous with our affection toward them? What about our spouse? What about our good friends? What about those we haven't seen in a while? What about strangers? You know, we've been taught for too long to be stoic. Mary wasn't stoic. Jesus wasn't stoic. Stoicism isn't part of the gospel, but emotional, vulnerable, wasteful, crazy, foolish, frivolous, you know, just let's be that toward Jesus in our conversation, in our facial expressions, in private, in public. And I guess what I want to give us as we close this morning is a commission today to go public with our feelings about Jesus, to just go public with it, to be vocal about it, to be foolish, to be frivolous, to be a fool for Jesus, because we're gonna play the fool to someone. So let's play the fool to Jesus. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.